Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. Please request our free guide filled with facts about dementia and ways you can keep your brain as healthy as possible. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. You want to live your life to the fullest, and we can help.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World.
Of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruising the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruising the Decades, Brad Savage.
Here we go. One song per decade and over 100 years of historical music appreciation. Cruising the Decades begins right now. You're listening to show number 160. Hey Kid, Willie Mays. Plus, Typical Girls, Anything But, in the late 70s UK punk era. Well, here's some excellent recent material by the great Nick Lowe, joined by a rollicking instrumental band called Los Straitjackets, and a special guest today, Master G, one of the founding hip-hop Gang. Master G joins us to discuss the National Hip Hop Museum and Hall of Fame, now open in Washington, D.C. So let's get going. One song per decade, 100 years of music. We begin well over a century ago with a song from the enduring comic duo Collins and Harlan. This is Arthur Collins with Byron G. Harlan with their selection Buzzin' the Bee, 1917, on Cruisin' the Decades.
Woodland melody,
a melody,
as I sat down beneath a tree, and then a bee came winging, singing, and he stopped in front of me. Just then another bee flew round, and they both sat up on the ground. Then I heard one say, I'll show to you something strictly new. First you kiss the honey from your baby's lips, then you buzz around and take another sip, then you twirl her on her toes
like a bee around the rose,
then take a tumble
and do the bumble.
Get a little closer as you start to sway. If she whispers no, so then you jump away. You buzz your busy baby to the melody, and you keep on buzzing the bee.
A melody,
like the buzzing of the bees.
Of busy bees.
And then they get excited, so delighted with that charming harmony. Take you gal
upon the floor,
and get the band to play some more.
To play some more.
Then you spin her round just like a top, till she hollers stop. First you tip the honey from your baby's lips, then you buzz around and take another sip. Then you twirl her on her toes
like a bee around the rose.
Then take a tumble
and do your bumble.
Get a little closer as you start to sway. If she whispers closer, then you jump away. You buzz your busy baby to the melody, and you keep on buzzing the
record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world from super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
Thank you.
That's quite a definitive moment in 1920s music and popular culture. Paul Whiteman's orchestra with Charleston, 1925, cruising the decades, 100 years of music. I'm Brad Savage. Find all of our playlists at cruisingthedecades.com. It's one song per decade, a real fast-paced crash course through music and cultural history and my ridiculous record collection that is overtaking the house. Gotta play these records somewhere. How about a radio show? This is Edith Wright as we move into the 1930s now. It's called The Music Goes Round and Around. Edith Wright on Cruisin' the Decades. 1935.
In recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Can't forget the night we met. Oh gee, oh gosh, oh sure. I can't forget how we slipped out and ran into your mall. cold. And baby, next day when I called, oh gee, oh gosh, oh shaw, that was the day that I came out and talked it all with Pa. I looked at you and you were nervous as could be, but I felt the world was made, dear, just for you and me. Oh, I can't forget a lot of things, you know, those diamond rings, but that's in the past. We're married at last. Oh gee, oh gosh, oh gee.
Decades. Music appreciation for better than a full century. That's our 1940s selection. Jimmy Lunsford's orchestra. It's called Oh Gee, Oh Gosh, 1944. CruisinTheDecades.com. Music history. I'm Brad Savage. I am an avid collector. And we recently lost one of the greatest baseball players of all time. The Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays. Now, in 1964, this interview was released on something called an Aura Vision record. This is like a gigantic baseball card, but really it was a 45 RPM record with a full color picture of all the top players of that era and a nice interview. So we're going to play part of this Willie Mays interview. Then we'll play a song about Willie Mays from 1954, Cruising the Decades, remembering the great Willie Mays.
Hi, this is Marty Glickman speaking for Sports Champions, and I'm talking with a man who has provided me with more baseball thrills than any other ball player, Willie Mays of the San Francisco Giants. Willie, one play of yours in particular comes to mind. In the 1954 World Series against Cleveland, you made a catch on a drive hit by Vic Wirtz, which has been called the fielding play of all time. How did you ever reach that ball?
Well, first of all, Marty, I tell a lot of people that over the course of a season, you know, I caught more balls than similar to the Vic Wirtz catch that I guess they realized, because the play as a whole wasn't really a hard play. I think the most important thing about that was the throw, that with one man on first and one on second, and the guy on second didn't only advance only one base. So I didn't consider the catch real hard. I thought the throw was most important.
Willie, you're one of the handful of major leaguers who have hit four home runs in one game. Were you going for that fourth home run when you stepped in the batter's box?
Well, I've been asked that a lot of times, but I feel this. When you hit two home runs in a ball game, it seems like you're just about through, because it's quite a few ball players only hit two in one game. But when you hit three, you don't look for the fourth one. I feel that a lot of times when you hit four home runs in one game, that had to be my best day, best game during a career of a 6-4. Either what do you hit the home runs in? I don't know. But I feel that if a guy can hit four home runs in one game, it should be a real contributor, because it's only about 10 11 guys have went through that motion, I think.
Willie, it's been said that every time you swing at the baseball, you swing with all your might. Do you think that sometimes youngsters swing too hard?
Oh, I definitely do. The correct way, I think, is just have a level swing and try to hit the ball solid. If you're strong enough, you're going to hit the ball out of the ballpark. Then again, if you're not strong, it doesn't matter how you swing, you're not going to hit it out of the ballpark.
Willie Mays of the San Francisco Giants, one of the most exciting baseball players of all time. Thank you, Willie.
That's Willie Howard Mays Jr. Willie Mays was 93 when he passed away recently in June of 2024. This is a 1954 record about Willie Mays, one of a couple different versions of this song. Say Hey, Willie Mays. This is a group called The Wanderers, 1954, Cruisin' the Decades.
A new thrill-a-diller on Coogan's Bluff. A horse-eyed killer that's rough and tough. Fans by the millions are singing his praise. Say hey, Willie Mays. Got an arm like DiMaggio, runs like cop. Could this be speaker back on the job? Makes Lippy Dippy with his magical plays. Say hey, when the pennant flag is raising, the Duke will crown him Prince of SWAT.
If Willie keeps on amazing.
I'm not a prophet or a prophet's son, but he'll be the daddy when the Duke is done. So put all your money on the Birmingham Blaze. Say hey, Willie Mays.
He runs like a rabbit, sly as a fox. Got home run, happiest in the batter's box. He belt that ball and said,
hey,
it's over the fence and far away. He got eyes like an eagle watching the sky. It just ain't legal how we snag a fly. The minute they hit it, he's coming on to grab that ball and it's almost gone.
Say,
so far away.
Say hey, Willie Mays, say hey. Say hey, Willie Mays, say hey.
He belts that ball so far away.
Hey, Willie, there's a story told that we believe is true. The Lord made you and lost the mold, so there's only one of
in the baseball's hall of fame. Scribes are writing down Willie's name, for he is a credit to a national game. Glory to his name.
Radio show that spotlights a love of all genres of music and sharing that eclectic music over the airwaves everywhere. This is Cruisin' the Decades with over 100 years of music on like-minded radio outlets everywhere. Stations that value music and community. There's something special about radio and signals over the air. One broadcast to an audience of many simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. This is Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition.
Just hold me, hold me. Make me tell you I'm in love with you. impossible with your new love. Don't be fooled thinking this is the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind. Kiss me, and when you do, I know that you will miss me. Say adieu, so kiss me, make me tell you I'm in love with you. Kiss me, when you do, I know that you will miss me, if we ever say adieu, so kiss me. Tell you I'm in love with you. Never, never, never let me go.
Cruising the Decades, a definitive 60s song by Mel Carter. Hold me, thrill me, kiss me. But did you know that song is originally from 1952? It was originally done by Karen Chandler, written by songwriter Harry Noble. Also, Gloria Estefan sang a cover of that in the 90s. Well, we went with the most famous version here today, Cruisin' the Decades, Music Appreciation, one song per decade. One of the great ways to listen to Cruisin' the Decades is on shortwave radio all around the world. Let's do shortwave shout-outs for listeners on WRMI Radio Miami International, transmitting from South Florida, or Channel 292 shortwave located in Bavaria, Germany. They transmit from the town of Rohrbach, Germany. All around the world, they pick us up. And on WBCQ, the Planet shortwave in Maine on the Canadian border. Now, we found Martine in Poland, and she checks in now with our shortwave shout-outs.
We're cruising the decades and around the world. Here's Martine with her shout-out show.
Is everybody in? The show is about to begin. Hello to Tsuyuji Suzuki from Japan, who has become our regular listener for Cruising the Decades and has submitted some excellent song requests. Tsuyuji listens on demand episodes on our website, cruisingthedecades.com, and is a great shortwave radio enthusiast. What else I can say? Arigato, Tsuyuji. Thomas is another WSDP The Park listener from Detroit, Michigan area. In recent months, we have received many listener reports from the station, and we salute students who operate this station as a learning outlet for future careers in radio broadcasting. Next message arrives from Charlie in central Wisconsin, who listens to Wupaka Radio FM, a city-operated station which is a great local outlet for music, news, and community happening. And finally, hello to all the U.S. servicemen listening of the AFN Armed Forces Radio through the AFN Go app and Joe Radio. Cruising the Decades is heard at all military bases around the world. We are proud to be a part of AFN's weekly programming, and we thank you for your service. Now dismiss and send your listening report. You can do it simply on cruisingthedecade.com or via email to brad@thesummit.fm.
And now, back to our studio in Akron, Ohio.
Martine is a listener in Koronowo, Poland, who now is a contributor to the show with shortwave shoutouts. So let us know where you're listening and what station you've found us on, cruisingthedecades.com. Now, into the late 70s UK punk sound. This band was formed in 1976 in London, a four-piece band known as The Slits. All women, very ahead of their time, very much a trailblazing UK punk band. This was their first proper, officially released single in 1979, Typical Girls. anything but. This is The Slits on Cruisin' the Decades. The decades, all styles and genres of music are welcome. That was some UK punk from The Slits, Typical Girls from 1979. I'm Brad Savage. Find all of our playlists and shows at cruisinthedecades.com. Now we have a special guest joining us to commemorate the recent 50th anniversary of hip-hop music. Hip-hop and rap music has been around for more than 50 years now as a music and cultural force and into pop culture. Now, Master G is our guest, a founding member of the Sugar Hill Gang, known for Rapper's Delight. We're going to hear an early 80s hip-hop anthem, and Master G joins us to discuss the National Hip Hop Museum and Hall of Fame, which is located in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, correct?
Yes. So I'm a proud resident of the Washington, D.C. area, and my business partner came to me several years ago and pitched the whole idea about doing the National Hip Hop Museum, because, you know, D.C. is the home of museums, so it's one of the greatest places to have a museum situation. And then he asked me to be the executive director, which I was truly honored to be a part of. And I just feel like it's important to preserve the legacy, man, the way it needs to be preserved. And what better way to do it than somebody who actually has something to do with it?
Right. Our guest is Master G, one of the founding members of the Sugar Hill Gang, and now the executive director of the National Hip Hop Museum. Master G, what do you think hip hop has contributed to American pop culture through these 50 years of its existence?
What hasn't it contributed to? What hasn't it I remember a time when we're still, Hank, of course, is not with us, but Mike is definitely here, but he just doesn't travel anymore. But, you know, we went to corporate America, man, 79, you know, we made commercials and sent it to corporate America. We attempted, and they wouldn't give us the time of day. They paid us no attention. They turned us down flat. You roll a script 50 years of this thing now, there's not a form of business, coach, music, clothing that this thing is not a part of. So I'm safe to say I told you so. I love that. I love to be able to say, like, yeah, we do. So that's one of the cool things about still being able to be a part of it.
Well, and the edginess, the left of center of hip-hop music and early rap music, you know, that was so scary to the masses early on, but now it's been embraced as a major part of culture and music and movies and the cultural conversation. It's pretty amazing to see.
Imagine what I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, again... when I cut Rapper's Delight, there was no platform for this. I thought it was going to be a part of R&B, funk music. I thought it was going to be a record in that setting, you know, Cameo and Parliament and, you know, these groups that were out and, you know, the groups that I listened to and played as a DJ. I thought our record would be in that thing. I didn't think that it would blaze the trail and create a whole nother a form of music and culture. I had no clue. So, yeah, man, it's a phenomenal thing to look at, man.
Our special guest, Master G of the Sugar Hill Gang, and now executive director of the National Hip Hop Museum. Their website is hiphopmuseumdc.org. Let's cruise the decades forward into the golden era of early hip hop, 1982. This is Grandmaster Flash on Cruising the Decades.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Broken glass everywhere, people on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise, got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dangle. A circon princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My son said, Daddy, I don't want to go to school because the teacher's a jerk. He must think I'm a fool. And all the kids smoke reefer. I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie, and run with the creeps. Because it's all about money. Ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They pushed that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the game. Stabbed that man right in his heart. Gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song, because he hates the places you play and where you stay. Looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers. Driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
An audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history. From swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruising the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
Go back to those gold sounds and keep my advent to yourself, because it's nothing I don't like. Is it a crisis?
was the 90s and alternative rock, and then there was the more underground indie rock developing movement of the mid-90s. That was Pavement with Gold Sounds. That is from their 1994 album, Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain. It is one song per decade, 100 years of music. It's Cruising the Decades. I'm Brad Savage, Brad at thesummit.fm or cruisinthedecades.com. The show is produced at The Summit FM, local, independent, all-music public radio in Akron, Ohio, the home of Goodyear and LeBron James and Devo, Rubber City, USA. We blast it out worldwide, cruisinthedecades.com. Into the 2000s now, the debut album from Norah Jones, her very first LP, Come Away With Me, from 2002. Over 27 million copies were sold worldwide. It was the album of the year at the Grammys. She won an armload of Grammys that year. What a dynamic breakthrough. This is Feeling the Same Way on Cruising the Decades.
The sun just left its snow below my door, and I can't hide beneath my sheet. I've read the words before, so now I know. Time has come again for me, and I'm feeling the same way all over again. Feeling the same way all over again. Singing the same lines all over again. No matter how much I pretend, another day that I can't find my. Below to stand, I hope I reach it once again, and I'm feeling the same way all over again, feeling the same way all over again, singing the same lines all over again, no matter how much I pretend.
Of music, one song per decade, an audio journey through the history of popular recorded music. This is Cruising the Decades with Brad Savage.
First you lose trust, and you get weary. Now
is a 2015 release from Cold War Kids. The song is called First. The band was first founded in 2004 in Long Beach, California. They have a number of albums and many, many years of touring to their credit. Cruising the decades with over 100 years of music history. Let's talk about Nick Lowe as we drop you off present day with a 2024 recent release by Nick Lowe and Lowe Straitjackets, a great instrumental group backing him up. This has been a live favorite for a few years, and now there is a studio version. Nick Lowe's discography goes back to the late 70s in the United Kingdom, and with the band Rockpile, and a noted producer and songwriter, and still releasing impactful and important records. And this is just a fun song. Turn it up loud. This is Nick Lowe and Lowe Straitjackets, and it's called Went to a Party on Cruisin' the Decades.
Yes, we
Straitjackets Went to a Party 2024 release. Now we've done it. 100 years of music and wonder on the radio dial. And two young people that get the power of radio, the impact of radio as a medium, are my young sons, David and Simon Savage, who join me now. David, you are how old?
10.
And Simon, how old are you?
8.
And what grades are you guys going into now?
I'm going into fifth grade, and I'm going into third grade.
And now, right this moment, your voices are being heard around the world on the radio airwaves everywhere and through cruisingthedecades.com. Isn't that amazing?
That's crazy. Are they hearing us on shortwave too?
Shortwave radio everywhere and 55 radio stations worldwide. David Savage, give us the website as we wrap up the show.
Cruisingthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruising the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the global edition produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
We can see, I think, shifting patterns in the interconnections of anti-Semitism, anti-Black racism, and misogyny, spiraling together with Islamophobia, transphobia, anti-Asian racism. First, an important quote from Heschel, reminding us of the importance of not despairing. Racism is an evil of tremendous power, but God's will transcends all powers. Surrender to despair is surrender to evil. It is important to feel anxiety. It is sinful to wallow in despair.
That's Doris Bergen, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Doris Bergen on anti-Semitism, anti-Black racism, and misogyny. Bigotry and hatred, fear and loathing are on the rise. Vulnerable groups are being targeted. It's happened before. Decades ago, speaking to the National Jewish Congress, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "My people were brought to America in chains. Your people were driven here to escape the chains fashioned for them in Europe. There are Hitlers loose in America today," King warned, "both in high and low places. As the tensions and bewilderment of economic problems become more severe, history's scapegoats, the Jews, will be joined by new scapegoats, the Negroes. The Hitlers will seek to divert people's minds and turn their frustrations and anger to the helpless, to the outnumbered," unquote. Our guest today is Doris Bergen. She's professor of Holocaust studies at the University of Toronto. She's the author of many books, including War and Genocide and the award-winning Between God and Hitler. She spoke at the University of Colorado at Boulder in February. And now, Doris Bergen.
It seems extra important to be marking these times designated for learning, for remembering, for aspiring together. They're not the same, but there are many asymmetries, but there are also many connections. And of course, this is the subject of my lecture today. The material is quite intense. Also, I have numerous connections I want to talk about. So I made a kind of roadmap that you can follow along throughout the lecture. So I'm going to get started right away with point one, which is my goal with this talk and more broadly. I'm trying, by addressing these topics together, anti-Semitism, anti-Black racism, and misogyny, to hold open the field of Holocaust studies in a time of crises, of divisions and disorientation, also within the field of Holocaust studies itself, trying to hold open a practice of studying the Holocaust, of commemorating the Holocaust, that is capacious, that has room for multiple positions, that invites us to make many different connections. A way of studying the Holocaust that hears the cries of people in Gaza, bombarded, starving, that hears the cries of people here and now, suffering poverty, injustice, and cruelty. So an approach that's open to look and listen and learn. Being open also means being willing to change and willing to learn, to see other perspectives. And a wonderful example of that willingness to see other perspectives comes from W.E.B. Du Bois, African-American historian and public intellectual. In 1949, Du Bois reported on what he had learned from his visits to the site of the destroyed Jewish ghetto in Warsaw. So I'm going to read reader number one. The result of these three visits, and particularly of my view of the Warsaw ghetto, was not so much clearer understanding of the Jewish problem in the world as it was a real and more complete understanding of the Negro problem. In the first place, the problem of slavery, emancipation, and caste in the United States was no longer in my mind a separate and unique thing as I had so long conceived it. It was not even solely a matter of color and physical and racial characteristics, which was particularly a hard thing for me to learn, since for a lifetime, the color line had been a real and efficient cause of misery. It was not merely a matter of religion. No, the race problem in which I was interested cut across lines of color and physique and belief and status. It was a matter of cultural patterns, perverted teaching, and human hate and prejudice, which reached all sorts of people and caused endless evil to all men. So that the ghetto of Warsaw helped me to emerge from a certain social provincialism into a broader conception of what the fight against race segregation, religious discrimination, and the oppression by wealth had to become if civilization was going to triumph and broaden in the world. That brings us already to the second point, layers of the current moments. 10 years ago in 2015, Holocaust Education Week in Toronto invited me to give a talk on the theme of the Holocaust and now. Preparing that lecture got me thinking about how the layers of what we often refer to as this current moment, a kind of euphemism, right, for the troubles and struggles around us, this current moment, how they shape the present. And there's so many different examples of current crises over that 10-year period. I just want to draw your attention to a few of them. Many of you have probably seen pictures from Charlottesville in August 2017, when white supremacists organized a violent rally against the removal of Confederate statues. As those events were occurring in Charlottesville, so many people contacted me, incredibly upset, to tell me they're shouting Nazi slogans. Jews will not replace us. Maybe many of you remember that. At the time, I was puzzled. Jews will not replace us is not a Nazi slogan. And Nazis had a lot of anti-Jewish slogans. That's not one of them. So I thought, where did this slogan come from? It did not take me long to discover that the slogan, in fact, comes from the anti-immigrant movement in Europe. And of course, the actual slogan is, you will not replace us. So what happened there? Well, I can't prove it, but I have a strong hunch that what happened is when you have columns of marching, shouting people waving a swastika flag and shouting a slogan that maybe people further back in the line didn't recognize, right? It wasn't that common of a slogan at this time. They heard, you will not replace us, but what they heard when they looked at the swastika, was Jew. Jews will not replace us. This strange, you could say, almost mistake. It's like that child's game, right, where you whisper and then the next person repeats. I think revealed a really important truth, which is about the intertwining of anti-Black racism and anti-Semitism. A year later, 2018, was the shooting of Jews at Prayer in the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. Here, too, there was a connection because that synagogue was a hub of refugee relief work. Since then, there have been so many moments of mass violence. Christchurch shootings of Muslims at the mosque in 2019, the murder of George Floyd, and on and on. We can see, I think, shifting patterns in the interconnections of anti-Semitism, anti-Black.